We have been learning the protections that one can have in order to avoid or to heal an ayin hara. We have gone through five so far, and Amir Tashem, we're going to add another two today. So let's quickly recap what we have seen. So number one, there's not going to be an ayin hara if somebody stays under the radar screen. It's davar hasam, we mean ayin. If we're not publicizing the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, we're not going to cause the envy, the ayin hara of others. So that's number one. Number two, fish. Fish in various ways are a protection, a shmira from ayin hara. Number three, the birkas, kohanim. When the kohanim say, yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, that's a shmira from ayin hara. Number four, the color of tchelis. And that's why when you go up to Tzvat and see some of the old buildings, they have tchelis on them, the color blue, bluish. And some of the Kivrei Tzadikim as well have the cover of Tcheles on them. That is number four. Number five, the most famous of these is Tzedakah. Tzedakah Tatzil Mimavis. And when we give Tzedakah, it saves us from death. It saves from Ayin Hara and illness and the like. And now we're going to start number six. So number six, there are a number of Gemaras, Chazals, and we'll see a Medrash as well, that say that Limud HaTorah, studying Torah, will protect us from woes, including Ayin Hara. So when Gemara says Torah, Aval Torah Inochein, Ela Meshamar Tomi Korah, Torah will protect us from all evil. Another Gemara, second Gemara says Nasa and Torah Li Yisrael Sam Chaim L'Chol Gufo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a protection, Sam Chaim, something to keep us alive, a remedy that keeps us well alive for our whole body. Shenamar L'Chol B'Sro Merapeh, your entire body will be healed. And number three, Gemara number three, Torah Megina Le'olam, the Torah protects us forever. So there are a number of Gemaras, that was three examples. There's a Medrash as well that says, Keshem, Kishehem as Oskim B'Torah, when Kol Yisrael, they are involved, they're learning Torah, and Kol Uma V'Lashon Sholetes Behem V'Lo Ayin Hara, there's no country, there's no nation that can attack Klal Yisrael, and also we are protected from Ayin Hara, just like the fish of the sea, that they are in the water, they are protected from Ayin Hara. So too, when we are involved, just like being in the water, that is, a fish is in the water, involved in the water, totally covered by the water, so too when we are totally learning, involved in our learning, and that is our focus, so too we will have that protection from Ayin Har as well. So there we have three Gemaras. We have a Medrash. There's a Sefer Torah Sasod that spells this out and says that the Talmidei Chachamim are compared metaphorically to fish in the sea. Shemayim mechasim aleihem ve'ein Ayin Hara sholetes behem, that the fish are covered by the water. They don't have an Ayin Hara that has any control over them. The same thing applies when somebody is involved in Torah, la'asok b'divrei Torah, when he has the esek Torah, is so involved in the Torah, that is a shmira, great shmira, from al kolchos av tuma. It's a protection from mizikim, celestial attackers that may attack somebody. So when somebody's involved in Torah, has that protection. Now we have a couple questions on that. And this is asked in the Sefer Ayin Hara, citing various sources. We have the occurrence of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when they came out of the furnace, the burning furnace. So right afterward, or thereafter, there was an Ayin Hara that was placed upon them. People who had been watching, they were just shocked that they're coming out of the burning furnace, and that led to their death. It was that Ayin Hara that was causing them to that, led to their death. So why, when it came to Mishael, Hanani, Mishael, Ve'Azariah, why didn't their Torah protect them? And the same question for Nadav and Avihu, the children of Aaron. Their Misa, at least according to the Medrash, their death was caused by an Ayin Hara that they had. We've seen that in the past a couple weeks ago. So why didn't their Torah protect them as well? So the Marsha, he's Mechadesh. He innovates a concept here that when we talk about the protection of Torah, we are talking about there is protection for Qur'an Yos V'Yisurim, from pestilence, from plague, and from personal pain, Yisurim, sorrow and pain, but not from death. So if somebody has these protections, now we're talking about Talmud Torah, that is not going to include the person's death, although there is a Gemara that talks about somebody who was learning, I think it was David Melech, was learning and was protected as long as he was learning. It's not only about David Melech, there's another story as well. So we do have that concept of learning does protect away from death. But nonetheless, the Marsha here says that the protection really is from Huranios and Yisurim, but not from Misa, not from that. So that's how he answers both of those questions about Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, and Nadav and Aveya. Okay, that is number six. Number six is Talmud Torah Patex, and number seven is Tefillin and a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah and Tefillin, this is actually a Gemara and a concept that we saw previously, that if somebody has a windfall, he gets money, wins the lottery, for example. That's not brought in the Gemara, but he gets it as a Yerusha from his wife, or he did a great deal, a great business deal, or he found the money, a Mitziah, he found it in order to avoid an Ayin Hara, because people are going to look at him and be jealous because he got all this money not having work for it. So what he should do is should buy a Sefer Torah with some of the money or Tefillin for some of the money. Now, we have a question on that. So why specifically these two mitzvahs, a Sefer Torah and Tefillin? Why not all other mitzvahs as well? Mitzvah is Meganu Matzlah. Any mitzvah should protect and should be able to save. So why specifically are these two pointed out, Sefer Torah and Tefillin? So in fact, the Torah Tamimah addresses this. And he says the concept here is not simply buying Tefillin and a Sefer Torah for your own personal needs and that protects, but rather it's talking about when somebody buys those items, one or the other or both, and donates it, dedicates it to the use of the Rabbim, for the public use. So in other words, when the Adas Eferitzori dedicates it to the shul or to the Mace Magis, and people are learning from it, or they are learning the Kriyasa Torah from it, or he donates that tefillin to shul, so anyone who needs, they will be able to use it. And accordingly, there's a concept of tzidkas o medes la, the tzedakah you give should protect you forever. So it's not simply when somebody has a Sefer Torah and Tefillin, you buy these items with money that you have a shmira from an ayin hara. When you donate it for the public use, the tzorach harabim, then we say tzidkas o medes la, and he will have the protection from ayin hara. Now, having said that, a couple of additional points. So we should be able to say, and this is what the Sefer Ayin Hara says, that based on that, why should it be limited to only those two mitzvahs? It should be any mitzvah that somebody indeed gives tzedakah, gives an item for the tzorech harabim, for the public need, you would still say tzidkas omeres la'ad, that tzedakah will protect them. So he does say this, that he's not only limited to those, but other items as well that are donated, given, or money is given for tzorech harabim, for the public to benefit, just like donating that Sefer Torah, the Tefillin. Other things as well will act as a shmira, as a protection from Ayin Hara. And accordingly, there used to be a minhag that a chassan would donate the covering, the me'il for the Sefer Torah on the day that he would be getting married. The day is entering the chuppah, and the Sefer Tashbitz Katan explains that it's exactly this, that donating something for the public need, and they chose that the covering, the me'il, the dressings for the Sefer Torah, that was to avoid any ayin hara. Is the time when somebody's going into a chuppah, there's indeed a heightened concern of ayin hara, envy that this person is getting married. So accordingly, to counteract that, that was the minhag to donate something with tzorech rabin, that was giving the me'il, the items that was used, the covering, the mapot of the Sefer Torah, on the day that they went into the chuppah, that indeed was the exact concept. So bottom line here, now we have said that there are two additional protections. We've gone through six before today. Now we're adding on Talmud Torah, and we're adding on as well somebody who donates a Sefer Torah and Tefillin, the Tzorach Rabim, and not only those, but somebody donates other items as well, or money for other items, for the Tzorach HaRabim would have the protection, Tzidkas HaOmeres La'ad, he who had his tzedakah, would protect him from Ayin Hara as well.